This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, 550 KFIRE, AM 1100 The Flag, KLTC 1460, and KTGO 1090 Radio, wherever you're listening, five states, two Canadian provinces, you can't miss What's On Your Mind. Thanks for listening. Glad you're along. We're in Watford City today. A great place to live, a great place to work, a great place to play. Check out voicesofwatford.com. It's one of my favorite websites. There's some great stories about Watford City. Voicesofwatford.com, McKinseyCounty.net, also another great resource on all the economic development opportunities that are here. The Rough Rider Center is opening next month. Your next meeting should be there. We're going to be back for the grand opening of that. We're in Watford City today for RibFest. Their big event of the year, and they have many here, so that's saying something. Main Street right now is lined with all kinds of folks. Lots of things to buy, lots of food to try. There's just a lot of fun. The ribs themselves, it's a big competition. Serving starts at 5. They have entertainment tonight and a great time. We're at the door at 204 Coffee Shop today, so stop by and say hello. Right next to the famous Myers Department Store on Main Street in Watford City. And love to see them. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here this hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall. We normally do that on Wednesdays, but there was a new addition to the Cramer family, a new little grandbaby. And so we altered the schedule for that momentous moment in the Cramer family, happily. And Congressman Cramer will be here today to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Some of you have already wanting to weigh in on the Trump campaign, on gun control, and all kinds of different issues. And as always, we welcome any and all topics, any and all questions for Congressman Cramer. I will also tell you that next week, we'll bring another Coffee with Cramer event. This one we're going to pair up with a Talk Radio Town Hall and a Coffee with Cramer event. That'll be at Tioga. NESA Consulting Service will be there live for the show 9 to 11 on Tuesday morning at NESA Consulting Service. But the Talk Radio Town Hall Coffee with Cramer event where you can stop by and ask your questions to Congressman Cramer and meet him will be Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m. So want to give you lots of advance notice on that so you can join us and take that in. All right. We are brought to you in part this hour by our friends at MyPillow.com. That four-for-one deal remains a great deal. You get four pillows for less than $100. I still can't even believe that deal. It's one of the best deals ever. In all of Our promotional efforts here on the program, it's one of the deals that is getting rave reviews, and it's one of the reasons we've kept it going is because people still love it. So, you know, every day you're buying these pillows at a great deal. Two classic pillows, two My Travel pillows. That's four total for under $100, $160 in savings. If you want that deal, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT. Or call 800-506-9028, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. So don't dismiss it. Don't blow it off. Don't think, it won't make any difference. It's making a big difference for a lot of people. They tell us every day. And there's a 60-day money-back guarantee to make sure it's just right for you. Then a 10-year warranty, too. So you can't go wrong. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. All right, let's get her going. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Your questions, your comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Here he is, folks. Congratulations on the new addition, Kevin.
Thank you, Scott. Yeah, it's pretty hard to believe. Our little Nico is 16 weeks old, and our new one, Chet, the fourth grandbaby, is, of course, 2 days old, and it's remarkable how much a baby grows in 16 weeks. So it's been fun to have that comparison side by side. But yeah, it's great. It's just, there's nothing quite like it. You know, having children is great, but having grandchildren, that's another level altogether.
That's so awesome. And this is number four. Your newest is the fourth.
Number four. Yes.
All right. That was
number four. Rachel's had three, and Annie has one.
I was speculating on that the other day on the air. I thought it was the fourth, but I wasn't 100% sure. So we explained why we did a little switcheroo, and nobody complained.
Yeah.
They understood that, grandparent duty is pretty darn important. So.
It is. It is, because what happens is Grandpa took care of the two siblings while their mother is giving birth to their little brother, and Grandma was with little Nico in Rochester with our daughter doing some stuff at Mayo Clinic that he needs to work on. So we were spread pretty thin on Wednesday, but it was all awesome. So thank you for accommodating me.
By the way, did the grandkids ask you as tough of questions as they do when the listeners do here on the Talk Radio Town Hall?
Oh, my. The four-year-old, Lila, she is full of curious questions. And I don't know if they're tougher, but it's easier for me to claim ignorance. You know what I mean? Anyway.
I love it. All right.
Yeah.
A couple of calls waiting to chat. Before we do that,
sure.
Just give me your it's been 10 days since we talked. Your thought on the presidential race and the Trump campaign. I know you get asked about that a lot, especially by the media. Do you still support Donald Trump? So I might as well ask you, do you still support Donald Trump? Have you beaten your wife lately? You can answer that second.
It is so interesting that I get asked that question with evidently some expectation that somehow Hillary Clinton became acceptable. You know, and I know that the media loves to talk about Donald Trump, and they love to just pretend Hillary Clinton's not running or doing crazier things than he does. But every time I turn on the TV, if I'm not more convinced by Donald Trump to support him, I'm more convinced by Hillary Clinton to support him, as she screeches and screams and hollers about how the FBI director says that she really was being completely truthful. Of course, I completely support him. I think it's more important every day as we see our world becoming less safe, and as we see this tepid recovery and supposed recovery in our economy, and it's just more important every day to be more supportive of Donald Trump. So I realize that there are a number of sort of establishment, mainly former Republican activists, office holders and whatnot, that seem to be on the Clinton bandwagon, but that doesn't deter me. I think that's just all the more evidence that Donald Trump's a different kind of candidate.
We had a call last hour from someone that said, you know, this list of 50 national security experts that have signed a letter saying that they can't be for Trump, he'd be dangerous or whatever they're saying. They thought it curious that they never saw a similar letter about President Obama from those 50 folks.
That's right. That's right. I mean, many of those 50, and some of them are legitimate Republicans. Many of them are given Republican title because they served under a Republican president. But of course, they also served under Democratic presidents because that's what they were. They were career, security or defense officials. And so, you know, their political credentials are suspect to begin with. Others not so much, but they were never this critical of Barack Obama, as you said. And I just think it's indicative, Scott, of how threatened. And I didn't really realize this, that the establishment would be so threatened by somebody that's not one of them that they would go to this extreme, to such an extreme that somehow Hillary Clinton is safer. The woman who has been under investigation by the FBI has been reported by the FBI director to have lied about national security issues, to have been reckless with classified information. Now the FBI has asked for an investigation by the Justice Department into the Clinton Foundation with the suspicion of a pay-for-play program that, of course, the current administration thinks is unwarranted. But so somehow she's less dangerous than Donald Trump, and Donald Trump, who's willing to stand up to Vladimir Putin and Tehran and North Korea, the Islamic State. I think it's more of a threatened authority, threatened status somehow, or maybe they get found out. I don't know. I mean, these wars were in, but most of them helped start them. So I understand why they might be somewhat threatened, but it doesn't deter me.
Brian in Jamestown for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Your question or comment, Brian?
Yeah, a little bit of both. Good morning, both of you, and congratulations, Kevin, on the grandbaby.
Thank you.
I wanted to get to is gun control. I'm a gun owner. I'm a Republican. I love guns for sporting and for hunting. It's part of our lives out here. But, you know, mostly what I own is your conventional shotgun and your hunting firearms. I don't own any personal protection firearms. I'd love to have an AR-15, but being the family man I am, I cannot afford one because my health care premiums are so high. I think that kind of segues into my next point here. We need to focus on which issues are important. They're threatening to take your guns away. They've taken your right away to be free in the healthcare marketplace, and they have also added penalties or what they call shared responsibility payments that no one can justify. And I called and, you know, I'll give you a fair shake on this one, Kevin. I'd asked before, what are they doing with the money that they fined us? Not only that, but...
Hang on, Brian, if you would. We're up against the break, and I want to give you a chance to finish your question for Congressman Kramer. So hold tight. Don't go away. More of your question and the answer on the other side of the break, live from Watford City on What's on Your Mind.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The game has changed for North Dakota car, truck, and SUV buyers. Buckland Chevrolet Buick GMC invites you to visit their new location in Valley City. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm. The cars you love for style and sophistication. And coming soon, their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Find out why they say you drive, we'll ride with you. And North Dakota's home for Chevy. Buckland Chevrolet Buick GMC, 721 West Main in Valley City. Or shop online at BucklandValleyCity.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
With all of us on the go, it seems we're never at home. We're at work, kids at school or activities. We were always missing important calls to our home telephone, and then we found OurOldNumber.com. It's the perfect solution for families on the go. Callers to our home number can pick the person they want to reach, and the call goes straight to our cell phones. What a great solution for families on the go, and it saves us money every month, too. Check out OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
City is not too far away. Oh, that is by the calendar, as it is from Watford City. It's a long ways away, and they're two of my favorite cities. New York City's a dandy. We are looking forward. My wife Maria and I are going to be hosting a trip November 29th to December 4th, 6 days, 5 nights. We added a day this year, so there's an extra night that we're actually staying. And we also have a UND hockey game to see, as the UND hockey team would be playing Boston College in Madison Square Garden on Saturday night, December 3rd. How fun will that be? Oh, my gosh. Do a little dinner before at the Hard Rock Cafe and Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum before that in the Empire State Building. And then on Friday, we do Radio City Music Hall for the Rockettes, Trump Tower, Little Italy, Chinatown, the 9/11 Memorial and Museum. Should I keep going? You can't even believe all the fun we have planned. That's that. Now I'm just to what, Thursday, I guess. Friday, rather. Thursday, it's Fox News Channel, and then Ellis Island, Statue of Liberty, dinner at Carmine's, an American in Paris, great Broadway show. And Wednesday, I'm going backwards here, St. Patrick's Cathedral, called America's Church. Last year we were there for about a half hour, and people said, not enough time, I want to see more, there's so much to learn here. So we have a guided tour this year of St. Patrick's Cathedral right there on Fifth Avenue. It's incredible. Then the Flatiron District, dinner boat cruise that night. And it just goes on and on and on. Tuesday's the day we get there. We're going to do a city bus tour of Harlem, Brooklyn, Manhattan, and hit the Cat's Deli after we arrive. Flights from Bismarck or Hector in Fargo. And all of this, even with the extra night, is still under, like it was last year, $3,000 per person based on double occupancy. So, great deal. If you want to go, send me an email. I'll give you the complete itinerary, scott@flagfamily.com, scott@flagfamily.com. Or if you want to just get right to the chase, call the travel agent who can answer any of your questions and help you out too. Call Jason at 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008. It's limited this year to 54. So we had 60 last year. We couldn't find a bigger bus, so got to limit it to 54. So 952-898-0008. Jason's who you talk to, or send me an email and I'll send you the itinerary and hook you up with Jason's contact information. New York City, November 29th through December 4th. Here we go again. Should be a blast. Back on the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're in Watford City today. Countdown for Rib Fest. Brian in Jamestown, go ahead and finish your question for Congressman Kramer. And maybe back up just 1 second. You mentioned something about fines before and wondering where they go. Were those fines for Obamacare? I'm kind of lost in the gun control versus Obamacare issue here. Help me out.
Yeah, on your tax return, when you go to file your taxes, you have to provide proof that you've been insured for a portion of the year or the whole calendar year. Otherwise, there is a penalty assessed based on your income level or a percentage of your income level. And if you don't qualify, obviously you pay less. And if you have more money, you pay more. You know, and there's minimums and cutoffs. But they call this a shared responsibility payment. But, you know, I was the recipient of this, unfortunately, and I didn't see anybody else paying that payment except for me. And if it's shared, who in the heck is it shared with? Not only that, but, you know, where is that money going to? And if the whole problem with our health care system is that the hospitals aren't getting paid, the doctors aren't getting paid, how does taking money from uninsured people without a health care plan and then giving it to the feds and not paying any of their medical bills off or paying their debt off, how does that make their situation any better?
Yeah.
Now, the thing I brought up with gun control is so many people are focusing on issues that really do not affect their lives in the way that this does. And as far as Donald Trump making comments, you know, make it clear, make it concise, because if you don't, you're going to let the media decide what you meant. And that's just a fact of life. That's part of political strategy. And if this guy can't get it figured out, who's going to? They wonder, I mean, if I can't be critical of Donald Trump, then this isn't the United States of America. I'm a Republican, but I do expect more out of that man, and I don't think that that's wrong.
Well, I can't disagree with that, Brian. I do think he's learning on the job, and he's got a very short time to learn a lot of things, including the consequences of words. And his words during the primary election worked fine. But what's interesting to me is that now that he's a candidate and a possible, if not a likely, you know, eventual president of the United States, words are even more consequential, not just in the sort of the political arena, but, you know, they are taken as public policy, or at least potential policy. They're taken by people around the world. And I think he's learning that slowly, but we need to get there. And you also make an important point that it doesn't really matter, if he says that Barack Obama is the founder of ISIS, or he means he created the leadership vacuum that created, or he means that he signed the papers that created it. the media is going to do what the media always does. They're going to try to keep this thing about him and ignore Hillary Clinton. So knowing that, you know, knowing the standard is much more difficult with the mainstream media for Republicans. Republicans have to meet that standard. So I don't disagree with you there. But I also get a little bit frustrated when the media will apologize for Hillary Clinton when she says, I'm going to raise taxes on the middle class. We're not supposed to take her literally, you know. But again, that's the double standard. We know it exists. With regard to the shared responsibility or the shared burden issue with Obamacare, so Brian's exactly right, Scott. It's an individual tax, and it's doubled since last year. So as we get further down the path, that the fee becomes higher for those that are uninsured. The theory is, and I say theory because the fines go into the general fund to be used for health insurance or to be used for health care. So whether that goes Medicare, Medicaid, or Obamacare exchanges or to help pay for those that don't pay anything, just like general fund taxes, the design of this penalty or this fine is to go to health care. Brian raises an even more profound point, and that is that many hospitals don't receive payment. And that's pretty common in certain parts of the country. It's common in certain parts of North Dakota, especially in areas where there's a transient workforce, or where they might be dealing with another federal agency. And so, again, the theory is that stuff gets paid. Well, it gets paid, I suppose, in an indirect way by the increase in insurance and an increase in fines and all this. None of this holds people properly accountable in my mind, and that's part of my problem. I don't have any problem with a compassionate healthcare system or an insurance system or even a federal government system that helps people when they're down and out. But when you reward the wrong behavior, I think that's where we have a problem. And when you, just by the very nature of the term, you're talking about socialism here. I mean, you really are. I hate to keep using that word, but that's literally what you're talking about when you talk about shared responsibility payment. Shared responsibility. In other words, those who have share with those who do not have. And then it's imposed on you by this federal law. It's just, it's not worked. It's not working. Premiums are going way, way up. People are dropping out of the program. As you know, Scott, there are, what, two-thirds or more of the co-ops that have actually gone out of business already. And some of the largest insurers are dropping out of the system. So, Brian's exactly right. I wish I had a more specific answer.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. There is a new congressional investigation that tells us the Obama administration has not been forthcoming on the threat of ISIS, and they've been cooking the books on the reports. I want to ask you about that since it comes out of Congress. Welcome other calls when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. A single young passenger, even a sibling, increases a teen's chance of a deadly crash by 44%. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents setting and enforcing passenger limitations for teen drivers.
Absolutely. Limit those passengers. And unfortunately, in North Dakota, we don't have that covered under one of the provisions of the graduated driver's license. So us as parents, I think, have to take control of that, set those rules, set those boundaries for teens, and don't let those teens have passengers, even siblings, in the car so they have time to drive on their own under the best conditions, which are no distractions, and just let them drive and learn how to do what they're supposed to be doing in that vehicle.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Radio Town Hall is continuing with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Your questions, comments, welcome for him. Ask him anything, folks. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 701-258-0550. There's lots of big flavor right out the door. In fact, I've seen a couple of Cloverdale labels on some of those ribs. Ooh, yeah. Getting prepared for Rib Fest here in Watford City along Main Street. Come on by. The ribs start serving at 5. A competition. It's a lot of fun. There's lots of other things over the lunch hour where they're serving up all kinds of goodies. So come on by for lunch today if you're in the neighborhood, but certainly be here tonight for all the fun, live entertainment, and a great time in Watford City. We're the Door 204 coffee stop in Watford City, right on Main. 204 Main. That's the name of the store, the shop, the barista. Okay, let's see. We have a caller in Beulah with a question for Congressman Cramer. Let's go to that next. 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to thank Congressman Cramer for his service.
Thank you.
He does a good job. And I have a question. Why do you not need an ID to vote when you have to have an ID to buy liquor? You know, I got a feeling there's a lot of illegals that are voting more than once down south.
Well, there's certainly a lot of people that are paranoid or concerned by the need to verify that you have a right to vote, or that you are who you say you are, that you have some identification that gives some sense of comfort that you're actually qualified to vote. So somebody's fighting awfully hard for the right to be able to have people not identified when they vote. So that right away sends concern to me. The reason for it is, up to this point anyway, the courts have determined that voter ID laws are evidently unconstitutional, or at least the voter ID laws that have been passed up to this point. I don't know if that means that we can go back and change something, or if there's a federal law that could be passed. Perhaps there is, which I've supported in the past, but will never get passed the Senate. So I guess unless there's a federal law that changes or a constitutional change, legislators are going to have to continue to work to find some language that meets whatever the judicial muster is that's so far pushed back against this. But it makes no sense to me. You're exactly right. I mean, you can't do anything without an identification in this country, hardly, except now you don't need one to vote. It makes zero sense.
Right. Correct. Okay, that was my question. So
thank you. Very good. Thanks, you too. Very good question. Scott, I'm not so sure it's just the South, you know, the southern border that there are issues like this. I think there are a lot of issues, voter ID issues, lots of places across the country.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, Chris in Watford City. He's close to the Ribfest action. What's on your mind, Chris?
Hey, how are you guys doing today? I hope it's
Chris.
Gonna be a good day. The weather's great here. Are you
right here?
Are you guys in possession in Congress of any plan to actually start attacking the $20 trillion debt. I am so flabbergasted by the fact that my grandchildren are in debt. I don't have them yet, but I'm at that age where I'm going to start having them. They're going to be born straddled with $60,000 in debt and growing. Can you give me a feeling of, when you get with your colleagues that don't want to spend deficit spending and stuff, can you give me a feeling of the ideas that you kick around to get this sucker back in the right direction?
Yeah. I hope you have a great day.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Thanks for that. I like the way he posed the question. When we sit around, those of us that worry about this, you know, how do we talk about it? And I think that's a great point. A couple of things I would say right up front. First of all, we do have a Better Way Forward document that Republicans have put forward that deal with debt deficit as well as regulation and a whole bunch of other things. But specifically, the first thing I support, and I'm a co-sponsor of the legislation, is a balanced budget amendment. If we don't have an amendment, in fact, I loved the other, a couple of weeks ago, Scott, and you covered it so well, when the North Dakota legislature came back into special session to deal with the revenue shortfall because they're required to balance the budget, and it was painful. And not everybody liked where the cuts, were coming from or where the money went to and all those things. But if it were not for the institutional discipline in our state's constitution requiring the budget to be balanced, it would be very easy for leaders to say, that's okay, we'll just rack up a little debt here and we'll try to take care of it in the future. And pretty soon it unravels like it does for any individual or government. So, first thing is a balanced budget amendment. Yes, we support that. I support that, and I'm a co-sponsor to try and get that done. Secondly, though, on the deficit side, we've made some tremendous strides. Since Republicans took control of the House, we've been able to lower the deficit from about $1.5 trillion down to about $450 million. Now, that's still a deficit, so you're still adding to the debt each year, and never mind the interest. So just on the spending alone, two-thirds of our federal budget is mandatory spending. So it's Medicare, Social Security, now Obamacare, things that Congress does not appropriate for. And we can change that if we have 60 senators and a president that'll sign it. But until we get to that point, Democrats love racking up spending. I mean, there's just nothing that'll stop them. They use Medicare especially as a political hammer. Any small tweak to Medicare, 20, 30 years out is rejected by Democrats, and they use it in campaign ads to say you're throwing, granny out into the streets. And so, by the way, 10 years from now, it's going to be more like 78% of the federal budget will be mandatory spending. That's how fast that's spinning out of control. So in our appropriations process, we can't take all of the cuts in the discretionary side, especially when it gets down to 22% of the entire budget. And by the way, half of the discretionary side, which is now less than one-third of the total budget, is defense spending. So national defense, national security, our highest priority, are one half of the discretionary budget because the mandatory budget's gotten so big. So we talk like this, and Chris, and we look for opportunities and we try to find as many cuts as we can on the discretionary side, but until we deal with the big mandatory spending. The other thing is, of course, our growing economy. Once we get our economy going again, if we can, if there's no sharper contrast than anything else, there certainly isn't the economic plans talked about by Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Donald Trump with a pro-growth, pro-jobs economic plan, and Hillary Clinton with a redistribution of wealth economic plan. And if we can get our economy growing again, that will help a lot of it because we'll generate a lot more revenue and less need for the government.
Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall here to answer any questions you might have today on What's on Your Mind live from Watford City. Let's go to West Fargo next. And Tom, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Congressman.
Hi,
good morning, Scott. Pardon me if this question has been answered. I just tuned in. How is the progression of the pipeline, the new pipeline that's coming out of North Dakota going into Illinois?
Yeah, so that he's talking about the Dakota Access Pipeline, or DAPL, yep, as it's oftentimes referred to, and that's a huge line of a capacity of about 457,000 barrels per day, and it's under construction, as you probably know. It's been permitted at every level. The last permits were, of course, from the Corps of Engineers, because there are a couple of crossings, major crossings across navigable waters. In fact, it crosses the Missouri River twice. The biggest, right now, the biggest challenge to it are some protests just south of Mandan, where members of the tribe down at Standing Rock Nation are protesting it, as well as some other supporters of theirs. I don't want to imply that it's just tribal members, but it's basically on their behalf. Their concern is that the line crosses the Missouri River to their north, which means, of course, as the river flows south, if there was a leak, they would be the first to get some of that oil coming down the Missouri River. And they have every right to protest it, and they have every right to be concerned. There have been some arrests lately because they've actually trespassed. Some of the protesters have trespassed onto private land, or they've tried to, they've tried to stop, commerce from taking place. So it's gotten a little bit testy down there, to say the least, but North Dakota State Patrol and Sheriff's Department officials and stuff are there. It's a pretty strong presence of law enforcement. So it continues to move along, and I don't see any reason why it won't continue until it's completed, and hopefully oil flowing through it here in the coming months. But I really have to give the Corps of Engineers a lot of credit, and we complain about them a lot of times. It took a long time to go through the entire process, but they went through it in such a thorough manner, and in the consultation with the tribes, in the environmental assessment process, they crossed every T, dotted every I, and did it again and again. Sometimes we get frustrated by how slow that goes, but at the same time, it's what prevents me from being litigated successfully, and everybody's rights have been upheld. So I'm confident it'll move forward, but we are going through a little testy time right now.
Thank you very much for the current update on that. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Here's a texter with a big problem that needs congressional intervention. Hey, Scott, I made a big mistake. I bought a different brand of bacon to try for the first time. I had to order 40 pounds, but after eating just 3 strips, I threw that package away and donated the rest to the Salvation Army.
Now
I'm on my way back, and I bought some thick-cut Cloverdale bacon last night, and a lesson learned. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. So
I don't think you should read T.J. Russell's text like that. I hope he's listening.
I don't think that was Scott Russell or T.J. Russell, actually. That was somebody that learned a lesson the hard way, so way to go.
There's no way the Russells would go buy somebody else's bacon even for this.
That's right. Bob, in Minot, Congressman Kramer, waiting for your question. Go ahead.
Yes. I've got a question for Congressman Kramer. I am a supporter of Congressman Kramer, and I will continue to be. But I'm curious about what the federal government is doing in regards to closing down military commissaries, taking away benefits that, I understand we're not getting pay raises and all that kind of stuff,
sure.
And I don't make a whole lot as a retired military person, but now all of a sudden we're about to lose our commissaries.
Sure. So, Bob, a couple of things, and Scott, just for a little background, so veterans are within the rules and laws, and this is somewhat sort of installation by installation, but they're provided access to the commissaries on their bases, which is a nice savings, frankly, and for a lot of products and whatnot. We actually put language, Bob, into the National Defense Authorization Act this year that requires the Department of Defense to provide Congress with, well, first of all, to do a complete study of the commissaries and to provide Congress with an update on this very issue you've raised. In fact, it might have even been you that raised it with me originally, maybe as much as a year ago. And
I know, I remember it coming up once before in the program. Yeah. Hang on, Bob, if you would, and Congressman Kramer, we'll finish this on the other side of the break. Yeah. Frank, in Minnesota, you're behind Bob here on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door, a handshake accompanied by a warm hello.
full-service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. We are excited to offer scholarships for full paid registrations for up to 26 North Dakota soybean producers to attend the world's top agricultural bioscience international conference, making its first USA appearance in Fargo, North Dakota, September 18th through the 21st. Themed Better Food, Better World, ABIC 2016 will focus on how public and private research collaborates by using science to solve issues related to the increasing demand for food. Attendees will hear from university researchers, private sector scientists, independent researchers, and others who are applying for practical use of science to impact health and nutrition and make a difference in feeding the world. If you're interested in applying for a scholarship to attend, please contact the Soybean Office at 701-239-7194 by August 20th.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Raise your hand if you still have a landline. I can't see it, but I know there's a lot of hands up because there's a lot of landlines out there right now. And why? Well, a landline is it's like a comfort food. It's like a security blanket. It's the doctor's office knows that number, and some family members know that number, and it's in different directories around town, and even though you hardly use it anymore, because you're on your mobile phone, it's just, you want it, right? Well, guess what? It costs you a lot of money, too, by the way. Average cost of a landline is about $30 a month, okay? Right now, ouroldnumber.com has come up with a great way to have your cake and eat it, too. Because your home telephone number is as mobile as you are with ouroldnumber.com. You get to keep that number, but it travels with you wherever you are. How about that? I know many of you have been thinking about ouroldnumber.com, but maybe just haven't had the time to get around to signing up, because we've been talking about it for a couple of weeks here. We want to make sure you take advantage of this special offer for our listeners. So right now, through the end of August, ouroldnumber.com is offering free activation to our listeners. That's a $25 savings on top of all the other benefits I've been talking about here. All you need to do is use the promo code SCOTT when you sign up. You got that? Ouroldnumber.com or call 800-774-0530 and they'll walk you through all the things you need to do there. Or answer any questions you might have. But if you don't use a computer much, you can call 800-774-0530, 800-774-0530, or again, go to ouroldnumber.com, use the promo code SCOTT, and you get the $25 savings waiving the activation fee through the end of August. Is that a deal or what? No equipment to install, no internet connection needed, no contracts, commitments, there's no risk. This is very easy. Ouroldnumber.com. Thought you'd like that. All right, so before the break, we were chatting with Bob and Minot over his concerns about retired members of the military having access to the commissaries. And you've introduced a piece of legislation specifically on Bob's concern here, Kevin?
Well, yeah, so if, I don't want to make sure Bob and I are on the same wavelength here, but I think Bob had called maybe as much as a year, maybe more ago. I don't remember exactly on this show, and I think maybe once or twice since. But in the fiscal year 17, that's the one that starts October 1st, the House at least passed the National Defense Authorization Act, and we put language in there. Well, I couldn't get language that requires that we were able to direct the Secretary of Defense to prepare a report on the feasibility of allowing a certain veterans with at least a 30% disability rating to or receive a Purple Heart or earn a Purple Heart, the use of a commissary or exchange on the same basis, say, as a member of the armed forces that they're entitled to retire to retain or pay. Anyway, but in addition to that, I did co-sponsor H.R. 1292, which is called the Disabled Veterans Commissary and Exchange Store Benefits Act, and that permits a veteran with any compensable service-connected disability and their dependents, by the way, to use a commissary and exchange store on the same basis.
Well, I'm kind of curious, Bob and Minot, what were they doing? Did you previously have access, and then they didn't have access, and did they tell you why?
No, I'm retired Air Force. I spent 24 years in the military, and I still have access, but the prices are going sky high. We're getting to the same point where, in a lot of cases, it's going to be cheaper to shop downtown than it is to wind up going to the base, and it's because of defense spending and the higher-ups, and I'm not talking about you, Congressman Kramer, but
I know there are
generals and other people that make big bucks. They can afford to shop wherever they feel like. But those of us that came in the service back in 1956 and were guaranteed certain rights and privileges, those things have been and are in the process of being wiped out.
Diminished.
And that's what your legislation goes to, Kevin. Okay, you're asking them to tell you why.
Right. There's the report. We have some other legislation more similar to what Bob's talking about as well. There are at least inquiries with the Secretary of Defense relating to some of this diminishing of the benefits. And we don't have time now, but at some point it'd be fun maybe just dig in on what Bob's sort of alluding to in terms of higher-ups, two stars and one stars, maybe even some full-bird colonels. There's so much in the Defense Department. And we're trying to add a lot more money, make our military stronger, better, more ready for multiple wars, lest they be necessary. But at the same time, we need to continue to look at these other things as well that seem to get sort of nickel and dimed while there's a bureaucracy that sort of continues to grow at the middle to upper echelons of not out on our bases, by the way, but Bob, more probably in the Pentagon.
Thanks for your service, and I'm up for that challenge, Kevin, if you want to do a special talk radio tunnel specific to our veterans and their benefits. I'd love to do it. Anything we can do.
Well, and I think what I could do is maybe get one of my colleagues from the veterans, from the Armed Services Committee or the VA Committee, maybe even Chairman Jeff Miller, who just a really a great guy. And we're always looking for balance.
We are out of time, unfortunately. Bob, appreciate the call. Thank you. Frank in northern Minnesota, sorry we didn't get to you. Conway in Fargo, just plumb ran out of time. Also want to talk about the whistleblowers at Central Command who said, guess what? We're not telling the truth to the American people about the threat of ISIS. One thing is here in the way of intelligence. Another thing is being, you know, communicated from the administration. More on that Monday here on What's On Your Mind. God bless you.
New York City at Christmas time. Unforgettable. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. My wife, Marie, and I are again this year hosting a trip to New York City for our listeners. It is a tour that includes everything you need to see in New York City. I can't do the itinerary justice in this commercial, so if you'd like the full itinerary, email me, scott@flagfamily.com. We have a great price, great hotel, the Homewood Suites by Hilton, great tour operator. Everything's perfect. Did it last year, and you're going to absolutely love it. We'll see everything from the Empire State Building to the 9/11 Museum and 9/11 Memorial, Little Italy and Chinatown. The Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum is absolutely fantastic. The Fox News Channel, guided tour of Ellis Island, the Statue of Liberty, see a Broadway show, An American in Paris, and the Rockettes in Radio City Music Hall. Plus, we added a college hockey game. UND is taking on Boston College. We'll be there in Madison Square Garden. Call Jason at Group Travel Planners, 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008. Or email me, scott@flagfamily.com, for details on the great deal to New York City.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.